This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News. Hey, folks.
Talk. True.
Yes. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local till noon today. We have 5 pair of tickets to give away sometime between now and then. On the phone with us, as you all know, Jackie Rosen running for re-election as a U.S. Senator for a portion of Northern Nevada. That means you. One of her opponents is on the phone right now, Dr. Jeff Gunter. Dr. Gunter, how are you, sir?
John, an honor to be here with you. Thanks for all you do to take care of your listeners. Really, you're doing great work. Thank you so much.
Okay. How have you been, sir?
Everything's going great. I mean, everything's going fantastic with the campaign. I'm sure many of your viewers have seen us on television. And
yes.
I am I'm the 110% Donald Trump guy. I was his U.S. ambassador, and I'm America first. And look at, you know, the country right now is going to hell in a handbasket, John. We see what's happening at the border. We see inflation. We see these endless wars going on around the world, and we should be spending some of that money here at home and here in Nevada taking care of our educational system and so many other important things. So it's going great, and, you know, very excited.
So tell me about the campaign. Where have you been?
You know, it's going fantastic. We had a fundraiser here 2 days ago here in Las Vegas. We'll be coming up to the Reno area. We're getting a lot of interest and a lot of excitement because the reality is my main primary opponent, Sam Brown, some people call him Scam Brown, whatever you want to call him, he's a Mitch McConnell guy, and he's a Nikki Haley guy. So really what this is election about, this election in the primary, is about MAGA, which is Jeff Gunter, versus Mitch McConnell, Nikki Haley, which is Sam Brown. And that's really kind of resonating, and people are like going, no, we don't want to be told what to do by DC elites. We don't need them telling us and force feeding us who this candidate is. We want the most qualified individual, which is, you know, myself. I was U.S. ambassador for President Trump. I competed against China, Russia, and even the deep state in the high north. We want someone who actually wants vaccines to be optional, to not allow federal funding for businesses and government, business and local governments that mandate vaccines, that mandate masks. This is America. We need to get our freedom back, and that's why the campaign's going so well, John.
Yeah, a timely call, sir, because primary vote, well, they got the ballots out. They just put them in the mail, I think, on Wednesday. Primary voting starts in 1 week. In Washoe County, folks, your sample ballot was mailed out. They say your mail-in ballot was scheduled to be put in the mail Thursday, actually. All registered voters in Nevada get that mail-in ballot unless you opted out. Early voting for the primary begins next Saturday. Primary election day, little over 3 weeks away on Tuesday, June 11th. Now, top story in the Reno Gazette Journal. I just pulled it up, sir, and it says, and I'm going to read it, and by the way, I don't buy it because when I was at Channel 2, you know, we'd get these news releases from people, from groups and people, and if you don't check the validity of these news releases, you're parroting false information. But let me read the first paragraph of the story. Two Nevadans, both Democrats, were among the most bipartisan members of Congress last year. According to a newly released analysis, Jackie Rosen ranked as the sixth most bipartisan senator. This is from the Lugar Center and McCourt School of Public Policy at Georgetown University. And they say she is the sixth most bipartisan Nevadan in office in Congress. The number I found was she voted 97.5% with Democrats. And I really wonder about this group because it says at the bottom of the article, the most partisan politicians in Congress, they're two Republicans who are the most partisan. Come on. You mean to tell me, like, Hakeem Jeffries is not partisan, is bipartisan compared to this? Can't be. Pelosi, Schumer, come on, they're not bipartisan. The two Republicans can't be the most partisan members of Congress. It doesn't make sense. So tell the truth about the voting record of your opponent, Jackie Rosen.
Well, you nailed it, John. And you're well aware of fake news. When I was U.S. ambassador representing you and everyone here, you know, they would throw the fake news up there. And Jackie Rosen, you nailed the statistics. Votes 97% of the time, 97% of the time with Joe Biden. So what does that translate in for all of us? That translates into the open border that we have in the South. 18 million illegal immigrants and invaders coming into the country. That translates into fentanyl, over 100,000 deaths killing our kids. That translates into crime. That translates into $100 billion that we've sent to Ukraine. $100 billion that we've sent to Ukraine when we haven't even secured our own border. It's funded the Middle East disaster that's going on. It's aided the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Let's face it, the inflation that's going on right now in America is terrible, and that's a result of Jackie Rosen's bipartisan 97% support of Joe Biden. So you're right. Mm-hmm. It's all fake news. She's nervous. She's on the ropes. And
well,
quite frankly, myself, Hugh Hunter's the only person who can really beat her because of my experience.
Yeah, well, the media, news media is in the tank for Biden, except for two channels I can think of. But this fantasy they're talking about, inflation is winding down, that's absolutely false. It is not. It's still going up. It just went up, 3% this week? And, well, they're comparing it to a year ago when it went up higher than that. But it's still increasing. It's not winding down. Okay, more news on the race, sir. The Cook Political Report, which is nonpartisan. This is a real nonpartisan group because I've been reading them since 1984. They've been very accurate at picking races. They have moved its prediction for this Nevada Senate race from leaning Democratic to being a toss-up. And you probably heard about the New York Times poll that says Trump leads Biden in Nevada by 13 points. So you got to consider, okay, so this group, nonpartisan group, now says this is a toss-up race here in the U.S. Senate, you against Jackie Rosen when it comes down to that, if you win the primary. But also, with Trump being ahead that far in Nevada, that's going to help, as you know, that's going to help all the Republican candidates statewide, as people tend to vote that same ticket. Your thoughts?
Spot on again, John. What can I say? That's exactly it. And let me tell you, if Donald Trump is up by 12, 13% here in the state, we know that it's probably more. Just from our experience, it's probably 18%. And we also know that Nevadans stand with President Trump, as I do. My whole campaign has been 110% pro Donald Trump, America First policies. Not only am I for drill, baby, drill, let's get some oil independence again. Why are we buying oil from Venezuela? Why are we buying oil from Iran when we have oil here in our country? We need to be an oil export. But also, I'm not only drill, baby, drill, I'm the candidate who advocates for mine, baby, mine. We all know how well the Reno area is doing with the Tesla factory nearby. Let's take out some of that lithium that we have in our mines there, and let's put some more people back to work. Let's get some good jobs. Because remember, for every 10,000 lithium miners, we're going to have literally 50,000 jobs to supplement them. And remember, we are the Silver State. 1859, people came here to mine silver for a better life. I say mine, baby, mine. And it's lithium in those hills. And that's going to boost the economy of certainly the Reno area. So it's mine, baby, mine with Jeff Gunter, too.
All right, Jeff Gutter for U.S. Senate on the phone with us right now. Okay, sir, now your practice is in California, as I understand. How Nevadan are you?
Give me a break. I was a secret Santa in Pahrump in 2008. You all can remember how terrible the economy was here. and I paid a lot of money to bring in a huge Christmas tree. I've been providing fruit for the seniors in Pahrump for years in rural Nevada. I have a practice here in Pahrump. My practice is in Henderson. And I've been here since 1996. In fact, for your listeners, I had a practice in Gardnerville in 1995, 96, 97, and beyond. So I had practices in Urington, and I've been a resident here for 5 years. So this is more of a fake news narrative. Why? Because let's face it, they have nothing to hit me on. I'm 110% pro Donald Trump. I've been taking care of, I think I've treated probably 10,000 skin cancer patients here in Nevada. When we came back from Iceland, we settled here. And I am proudly a refugee from California, the Communist Republic of California. Right. So many of us left it. And I couldn't be more proud than to be away from there. And guess who also was from California and also long ago was a Democrat too? Ronald Reagan.
Reagan, yes. And okay. I was going to ask you about, since you're talking Pahrump and all, about what your favorite rural Nevada towns are. That is the toughest question because I love them all. You know, unfair question.
Yeah. No, it's not, John, because I love all the rurals. Look at, I started my career as a rural dermatologist servicing two communities, those in the rurals and those adjacent to military bases. So I own houses, large amounts of property, water, all that stuff in Pahrump. I've been highly involved with the community. I think the quote from one of my great supporters in Pahrump said, you know, I've known Dr. Gunter here in Pahrump for 20 years. He's never said no to anything that I wanted. And, you know, so it's so sad the rural communities get lost in the shuffle, but not with me. I've lived in Pahrump. I've worked in Pahrump. I worked in Gardnerville. I worked in Urington. So the rurals are near and dear to Ambassador and Dr. Jeff Gunter. And that's where it's happening. And I have your back, guys, if you're listening. Don't worry.
All right, sir. Well said. We're going to take a break right here and be back with you just for another 6 or 7 minutes or so. Dr. Jeff Gunter for U.S. Senate running in the, well, he's got to win the primary first. And polls say, apparently, that Sam Brown is in the lead. I don't know. Maybe that's changed. But you're the up-and-comer, and you're certainly running. You're getting your money's worth over that TV ad, by the way. That TV commercial, Dr. Gunter, again, I have to bring up the TV commercial because it runs on TV all the time. Many folks have seen it. And just a question or two about that, and then we'll get to what you're going to do in office if, by chance, you do win this race. So hang in there just a couple of minutes. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk. Time is 10:19.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
884-9910, and on the phone is Dr. Jeff Gunter, who is running for Nevada's U.S. Senate seat held by Jackie Rosen. Oh, that slanted media. Check this headline from, what is this, the Nevada Current website. Here's a headline. It's a headline here, folks. Calling Jeff Gunter a swamp creature would be an insult to swamp creatures. That's the headline to a story in the Nevada Current. I mean, I always said that the media slanted. That this is above and beyond here, sir. Can you explain? Anger.
I have them on the ropes, I guess is all I could say. Look, at the people here in Nevada want to hear the truth. That's all they want. And when they start to hear the truth, that my primary opponent, Sam Brown, Scam Brown, is funded by Mitch McConnell, aligns with Nikki Haley, and does not like Donald Trump. In fact, he only endorsed him, I think, a day or two before the Iowa primary, whereas I'm 110% pro-Donald Trump. He's a swamp creature. That's exactly who he is. That's who he's funded by. He's scared to say the word Donald Trump. If we were up there for the Nevada convention, and It was really wonderful up in Tahoe. Fantastic. You looked at our, like, you know, skybox or suite or whatever, and it was all Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, 110% Trump, the great comeback. You then look at Sam Brown, Scam Brown's, crickets, zero. Scared to mention at all Donald Trump. And that's what's so great about this campaign and this election is your listeners in Reno and elsewhere around our amazing Silver State get to decide. Are they for MAGA, Dr. Jeff Gunter, or are they for Mitch McConnell and Nikki Haley, Sam Scam Brown? And that's what this election is about, which is exciting, gathering the attention of people. And that's why the deep state is so nervous and trying to prop up, because they see our ads and they're effective. They're absolutely effective. Did you see the one with Leo Terrell endorsing me on Fox News, John? It's really a great ad, and I'm so blessed to have
must be new
of Leo Terrell. Oh, it's amazing. I'll send it to you when we get off. I mean, I want listeners to see it. Yeah,
all right, sir. Now the TV commercial on Nextdoor.com. There are resident Nevadans who feel, and they've said this to me personally, or maybe they're spreading the rumor that when the picture of Sam Brown comes up in your TV commercial, that it's been doctored to accentuate his wartime injuries, that the color is off, it looks ghoulish, maybe scars accentuated. What can you say about this?
I can say that that's 110% false to start with. Okay, let's put it this way. We definitely made Nikki Haley and we made Mitch McConnell look like swamp creatures. There's no doubt there. Mea culpa, John, mea culpa. But what we wanted to do is we realized that we're in a tough competitive battle. And if you think I'm being tough on Sam Brown, Scam Brown, wait till you see how they're tough on me and whoever makes it through this thing. So we absolutely made sure that there was zero distortion on Sam. But it's important that Nevada voters see the record of what he is. He's a swamp creature. And we have some other great ads coming out focusing now on his support for Yucca Mountain. Now, is that the craziest thing that Sam Brown wants to take nuclear waste and put it in our children's backyard? We were up in Tahoe thinking this is the most beautiful place on earth. This is the gem of Nevada. And what does Sam Brown wants to do? He wants to get a couple bucks, prop up the deep state, prop up Washington, D.C., and transport nuclear waste 130 miles from there. Mind-boggling to me. Mind-boggling.
Well, so you have a lot of passion against Sam Brown. Have you met this person?
I have, but remember, I'm like Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump is a great counterpuncher, right? So when I first started to run, believe it or not, Sam Brown, Scam Brown unleashed the whole deep state against me, right? They actually called, and this is, you know, for your viewers and listeners, they actually called my vendors and threatened them. And they said, if you support Jeff Gunter, you know, supporting Donald Trump vis-a-vis Jeff Gunter, we will cut you off financially. They called all my potential donors and said the same thing. This is a battle line being drawn, and they drew first blood in the words of Sylvester Stallone. And I'm just counterpunching there, but it's important the Nevada voters know that Sam Brown is part of the swamp. And if you want more of that swampy swamp, Mitch McConnell, Nikki Haley thing, he's your guy. But if you want true MAGA, 110% Trump, vote for me and let's protect Nevada.
Dr. Jeff, are we going to see a debate with you and not only Sam Brown, maybe how many candidates we have here, seven or so? Are we going to see a debate? Because if we are, I'm going to get some popcorn ready. I mean, this will be unreal. Has there been any talk about a debate, sir?
John, from your mouth to God's ears, that's all I can tell you, is we've put it out there. We've said, Sam, Scam, anytime, any place, anywhere. We have our new polling. Everyone who's seen my ads on Fox, we are well within the margin of error of beating Sam. Why do you think they're spending so much time pushing out all the fake news? Just same reason why they're pushing out all the fake news on Jackie Rosen, like we talked earlier about. They are nervous. They're scared. And to be honest, I think Sam Brown is like hanging out in Biden's basement. We saw right. Joe Biden run the whole campaign from the basement. And that's where Sam is now. So I'll even do a debate on your show. Bring it on, baby. Anytime, any place, anywhere. And you have it on air. I will debate him anytime, any place, anywhere. I'd love to do it on your show, on your premises. And he's scared. They're running away, and they don't want to do it.
I'll say, if you win this primary, sir, Jackie Rosen is going to have her hands full. it's going to be quite a race. Well, I appreciate you calling in. You're an entertaining person to talk to on the phone. You make some good sense. I appreciate it. Dr. Jeff Gunter for U.S. Senate running against, he wins the primary, against Jackie Rosen. Thank you, Dr. Jeff.
And I all right. appreciate all that you do for your listeners. God bless you. Thank
Say
you so
hi
much.
Say hi to the friends in Pahrump there. All right, sir. Got a break for Fox News.
Love it.
Bye-bye.
Love it.
Love it. Okay. Okay. Great. Yeah, we're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live at local 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1030.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
John Potter here, live and local. Hey, whoever has my voodoo doll, can you take some of the stuffing out of the stomach area and move it down a little bit? No, I'm just kidding. I was going to seg into the Fat Buster formula from that little line there, because I just weighed myself. This is why I started taking your Fat Buster, 200 pounds. I've never been 200 pounds. That darn Kathy, what a cook she is. So I'm on your Fat Buster, and I'm a little more light on the feet. I haven't weighed myself yet, but we'll see what happens. Did you see recently what Kelly Clarkson looks like?
Amazing.
Truly amazing. I couldn't believe it. It's unbelievable. It's she's suddenly 25 years younger. Anyway, we have Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com, and he has an alternative, more non-pharmaceutical formula, which goes by the same idea, the same almost identical formulas, but they are not chemicals. They are not pharmaceuticals. They tell me what's again in Fat Buster, sir.
Fat Buster is... We have fucoxanthin, which is an extract from seaweed. As we age, we reduce the enzymes reduce in our intestinal tract and in our liver to break down fats. That's what precipitates higher cholesterol as we age. Because if we think about it, we don't typically deal with high cholesterol in our teens or our 20s, but in our 30s, our cholesterol starts to go up. Nobody looks at why. They only deal with the issue. And if we don't have the enzymes to break down fats in our intestinal tract or from our liver, then we can't process it. And it just sits there and circulates in our blood. And so that is cholesterol. From a weight perspective, when we eat too much food, that food gets stored as fat for energy to be later to be used. And at the same time, if we don't have the enzymes to convert the white fat, which is stored fat, and brown fat means it's usable to be burned up for energy. If we don't have the enzymes to make that conversion, then we can't utilize fat as an energy source. It just continues to get stored. We also lose that ability as we age. Fucoxanthin, it provides those enzymes for this to happen.
Now this is very graphic here, folks. Hold on to something here, okay? You write that on occasion you might see, if you take the Fat Buster formula, Derek says you might see floating fat or oil in the toilet after urinating. It turns out it is possible. Most people have had this experience. Some people may not recognize it.
That's true. Yeah, and so... if you actually start looking at it, not pay attention to it, but it looks like it's a thickened urine in the toilet. And so you can't, so if you actually can look closely, not too close, but just look closely, a lot of times it's a, it looks like a thickened urine. And right. So, and if you actually can get into the details of it, you'll actually recognize that it's actually an oil sitting on top of the, on top.
Did you do a check of the, what's the properties in this liquid?
I have not, but it'd be a good thing to do.
Oh, do that. That's fascinating stuff. Well, we have very good news too. Aside from Fatbuster being so effective, and I guess this came from me griping about how often I have to buy Rogaine. You have a hair formula.
Yes.
No, I tell everybody everything here. I don't hide everything. I started taking Rogaine like 25 years ago because my dad was bald. And when I started taking it about 5 years in, then everybody who had experience with Rogaine said, oh, you better not stop taking it because once you stop taking it, all your hair is going to fall off. It happened to my husband. You know, so I'm hooked now. Buying Rogaine because I'm afraid it's all going to fall out. I mean, once you start, you're hooked, and it's not cheap. So tell me about your hair formula.
Well, you know, the a large amount of information being shown today is from Nutrafol. Nutrafol is a big hair formula to produce hair. They have tons of studies. They have a multi-million-dollar marketing campaign to promote their hair formula. I was looking it up before I came on the show with you, John, and they say 89% improved hair growth over a 6 month time frame. From what I've experienced with my hair formula, if you take this for 6 months, you will probably have had to have at least two different haircuts, and some people have had to have multiple hair colorings in that same time frame because we get the hair to grow.
How does it work?
If you look, so it's on my website. I made sure I got to chew out the website guys last night because they're on the East Coast. So at 4:30, it wasn't up there, and I started yelling at them through emails and text messages.
You yell?
Oh, I get very angry.
<Yeah. All right. laughs>
I can. I don't usually.
Well, I know it's very difficult for you. You have to talk to me like I'm a fourth grader, and this is very difficult for Derek Lee to do because he is practically a scientist working on all these formulas. And I see you struggling trying to dumb down your formulas every single time. So do your best on the hair formula.
This is actually simple.
Okay.
So we focus on two factors when we're dealing with hair and a scalp. Scalp nutrition is actually the critical factor. And so all of our ingredients, we focus on circulation, microcirculation of not only
which
the scalp.
Which is involved in hair growth.
It is.
Yeah.
And so oftentimes, we don't have enough circulation to our scalp. So our scalp is a different skin structure than the rest of the body. And so it requires different nutrients because our hair grows faster than any other hair anywhere else in our body. So it has a different complex. It's a different structure. And so all of the ingredients either focus on the structure of the scalp, of the skin, of the hair, or they have to do with the circulation or the microcirculation of the skin or the scalp. So not only does this work on hair and scalp regeneration, it also works on hair, skin, and nails regeneration because they're all the same components, just different matrix. So all of the ingredients either work on circulation, scalp repair, or skin repair, and that have these ingredients have all the proteins in order to produce hair and skin and nails.
Are you selling it now?
It's on the website.
It's on the website. Yes, brainhealthformulas.com. We're going to take a break. We're going to have you for one more segment for a few minutes. Next, we're going to talk about your new bladder formula. And what Derek Lee is doing is solving all of my problems with formulas. And you can ask a question too, 884-9910. I'm John Potter, back in a few minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1044.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News. Talk. Truth.
Fascinating ingredients in your formulas, which are not pharmaceutical, but are things that are, or I'm so stupid when it comes to formulas.
It's okay, John.
Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas with us for one more segment. I'm John Potter, live and local till noon. Stick around, folks, for the five pair of tickets we'll be giving away, too, to the big show next Saturday. Okay, you wanted to add one more thing to the brand new hair formula. And it apparently your hair is tied into your kidneys.
Oh, there it is. Yes, the
things I learn here. Go ahead.
Sometimes a lack of kidney function has a direct effect on our hair, and so there's a couple components in this formula that benefit the kidney to enable a higher quality hair production, and we also have had specific results in reducing of gray hair. So if people who are just starting to turn gray.
Now, I was told there was nothing you could do about that.
Healthier kidneys, healthier hair. Anything's possible, John.
Once it goes gray, it doesn't. Can it be done? I mean, that's...
I'll show you.
Okay. All right.
I'll be your proof.
Brainhealthformulas.com. I've never heard of somebody saying that this could be done. All right. Well, the things you find out. Bladder formula.
Bladder formula is fantastic. We have had numerous people who've had significant incontinence issues, and within an hour, it has changed how their frequency of urination, and they have better feeling, better sensation, and when they do go to the bathroom, they can actually drain their bladder, and that's within 1 hour of taking it. You can take this four. There's 100 capsules per package. Same thing with the hair formula. And people have noticed it has benefited their bladder or your urination time frame for 4 to 6 hours after taking a single capsule. And so that's it. So if you have to get up multiple times during the night, you can take a single capsule and you will have to get up a lot less throughout the night. I can't. If somebody gets up 20 times, I could say maybe they only get up 5 to 6 times. Instead of 20, mm-hmm. It will reduce it. And over time, it will continue to improve.
It's an interesting thing. I don't get up during the night, but when my cat first bites my nose, and I drink a lot of water, by the way. I drink a lot of water throughout the day. I don't get up during the night. But when the cat bites my nose at about 5 a.m., and I don't have to go while I'm sleeping, the minute the cat wakes me up, then I really, really got to go. There's some thing in your brain, I guess, that when you're asleep, it doesn't really give you the need of, you know what I'm talking about?
I do, actually. I feel like that's what happens to me when I sleep. I feel like my whole everything shuts down completely, and I'm dead to the world.
Yeah.
And then when I wake up, it's like I'm awake, and everything turns, like I shut my everything down so my brain can just function. And then when I wake up, it's like everything turns back on. It's like, okay, I have to go to the bathroom. So it's weird how sometimes you have to go to the bathroom where you didn't 5 seconds before.
Yeah.
It's just boom.
Yeah, that's not fun.
it's the way it is, though.
You know what I really miss about working at Channel 2? That bathroom was really good when I... Anyway, I'm getting off topic. So how many formulas now do we have on your website?
We have all the Restore formulas.
Restore is the granddaddy, folks.
It is.
Restore is the one that I'll come out and say it changed my life. Restore and my wife loves it too.
It's I love that formula. I don't leave home without it.
That's that's a kind of 6-in-1 pill. I guess you could.
Yeah,
there's so many things.
It is arguably the most complete formula that I could never top it. I mean, it truly. It functions on so many levels with so many different things.
Mainly with the brain.
All with brain function.
All brain function, yeah.
So it's pretty it's pretty fascinating, to be honest with you.
Okay. You said the last time that you open up your office for people to stop by.
Yeah.
Do you have like a display inside where you have shelves of your formulas?
I typically have everything ready and available. If you want to stop by, that's great. If you can give me some advance notice, make sure we have what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I try not to keep too much made ahead of time just because I like to make it fresh and I like people to have fresh,
good thing,
fresh qualities, fresh products every time. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of make on demand.
And where is this office?
In Minden. It's off of Airport Road. The specific address on the website. It's a long thing to say. But it's pretty easy to find. If you can Google it, then it's easier. If you have trouble finding it, you can always call me. 775-634-7789. Website's brainhealthformulas.com.
And where do you get, and now, where do you source your ingredients? You use amino acids and other things that are, again, not drugs, but what's your source for these?
I source a lot of ingredients from the United States. Okay. I also will source ingredients from Europe. I've sourced ingredients from places like India, Thailand, Vietnam. A lot of Asian countries are the only sources for a lot of ingredients I get. And so America does not grow these specific natural ingredients. So I have to source them wherever I can. And so I will import all kinds of things from all kinds of countries because I've even ordered specifically things from Russia because they're the only country on the planet that has specific ingredients. So I will go to...
Why? Are they more into this non-pharmaceutical way of life?
To be honest, they've had some scientists and some chemists that have done phenomenal things with natural components that they arguably they have been groundbreakers in a lot of things that really rival Chinese medicine. Mm-hmm. And it surprised me when I dug into this, but they've, you know, after Hitler, some of their scientists did some amazing stuff based on principles that unfortunately Germany found out during World War II, but they took it over and did things differently. And they came up with some very creative things that really could be viewed as spurring a lot of the peptide movement that we are experiencing today. A lot of the peptides are synthetically produced to stimulate certain glands or organs in our body that affects the brain now. And a lot of that was done after World War II, but a lot of Russian scientists have done phenomenal work experimenting with peptides that have been extracted from animals. That was in the 50s and 60s. They don't do that now, but the research is there based on that.
And you test these ingredients and
absolutely
pick and choose. I'm sure some are better than other countries. And, you know, my only experience with amino acids, remember the L-tryptophan fad?
Yeah,
I was in on that, and you know, true to life, it didn't put you to sleep.
It'll put you to sleep.
It was like eating a big turkey. It was the same thing.
It triggers, I believe, it triggers melatonin production.
Okay,
it's a stimulant.
Must be why, because melatonin on me works like a champ.
Yeah,
I take it 40 minutes later, I'm falling asleep. Whatever happened? What ended that fad? There was impurities or something. Right?
Impurities and the science behind it was a false narrative. So if you take too much tryptophan, it can be beneficial. But if you take too much of it, then it can work against you. So it's a lot, just like a lot of natural ingredients. If you have a specific formula with just the right amount of ingredients, it can be tremendously beneficial.
Well, apparently nobody's taking it because I never see it on the shelves.
I
don't see any L- anything anymore.
Not much. Because they don't, as a base amino acid, it's challenging for the body to utilize it. That's why you have to take 5 grams or 10 grams of specific amino acids, because they're in base form, which means they're not easily absorbed. So you have to take 10 grams of it, and you only absorb like 1%.
I love how you simplify things for me. You struggle doing it. I can see it in your eyes.
I'm sweating, John. I'm sweating.
I mean, I have a college degree and all, but boy, this is a whole new world. Okay, so Fat Buster, very, very effective. Restore, amazingly effective. And the two new formulas, Hair Formula, and didn't you give them fancy names or catchy names here?
The Hair Formula, that's as fancy as I can get right now. However,
it says Hair Formula.
Hair Formula, that's, okay. That's the name of it. Well, the bladder one is called Bladder Behave.
That
got fancy.
Reminds me of the old Warner Brothers cartoons.
That's right.
Grab the bottle and it says Brain Formula.
That's it.
Okay, so Hair Formula and Bladder Formula. Is that the name of that?
Bladder Behave.
Bladder Behave.
Love it.
Now we're talking here.
You're getting Darren. Fancy.
That is that'll get the cool kids. I mean, that's that's marketing.
That's marketing, and it's that's as good as we get
but
right there.
You can find it all at brainhealthformulas.com. And as always, we are so glad. I mean, you educate me, and it's very interesting. And this is, I think, a great thing to have with you on the air because these are healthy, healthy, non-pharmaceutical, natural ingredients that do the job as God intended to do. Again, brainhealthformulas.com. But your formulas are more than just brain.
Just brain. Yes, absolutely. They work on the gut as well. And with it's a combination of rebuilding the gut. Mm-hmm. And because in order for our brain to be healthy, we have to uptake proper nutrients. Okay. And so those are the two areas that we focus on the most.
Fucoxanthin. Hey, I said it.
Good job, John.
I'm so proud of you.
I
pronounced it perfectly. All right, Derek Lee, thank you again. BrainHealthFormulas.com, folks. Up next, folks, we're going to hear about a fun event. That's kind of the meaning behind the show. It's live and local. That's up after Fox News.